Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Hey.
Hey.
This is episode 13. A friendship application.
Yes.
Seems like the picture for this should be a help wanted sign.
I don't know what it would be, but.
Before we get into this episode, Randy is going to share some listener feedback that we have from someone who we love very, very much.
Yeah.
And has been in our lives for a very long time.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you what happened
Sunday
that made this episode late in the first place and how it will never happen again.
We hope.
More than likely.
It really shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
You're right.
We're very punctual people, we are.
All right.
Go ahead.
So this message is from Karima. She sent us a text. We went to school with her, elementary and middle school.
Known her since I was 10 years old.
And I 11. And yeah, she sent us a text and she gave us permission to read her text on the podcast.
Is it a dirty text?
No. Oh. So she sent this on June 7th and she said, "Just finished the last podcast. I think you guys would be good marriage counselors. Y'all are understanding and easy to talk to. Okay. I don't know all that's involved in becoming one, but I think younger couples would love to talk to and relate to you guys about marriage. I enjoyed this episode, especially when I heard a group walking around in the background. Made me giggle, and even more especially because before this episode, I listened to the episode before, and y'all had a sister crying. I love y'all. Hugs and kisses all around. Thank you, Karima."
Thank you.
It was really sweet.
Yeah, we do make people emotional sometimes.
And we love unexpected texts and responses.
Also, we apologize if Groot makes noise in the background.
Yeah. But, you know, try to keep it organic and authentic over here. And sometimes he wants to shake and walk and get up and he realizes that.
And do the most.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
All right, babe.
All right. So the reason why we are releasing this episode on Monday instead of Sunday is because the wife and I had a very long discussion. We actually recorded an episode.
A whole episode.
A whole episode, which was about an hour and 20.
15 minutes. Yeah.
A good amount of time. And after completing it, we felt like we didn't do the best that we could have.
Yeah.
And we are perfectionists in that way. There's a very deep story.
We were talking about a couple, a bad relationship experience we had with them as friends. And
we were trying to do it in a way that was, that would still give information, but still be PC because we're respectful people. We're good people. So we want to make sure that it like stayed that way. And we're going to take another stab at it.
Yeah. It wasn't the best stab at it. And it was choppy and it just wasn't great.
Yeah. But, yeah. So like if the story wasn't told in the best way, y'all would have been like, how many times is he going to say, it was bad.
It was bad. So we were the technical difficulty.
However, it technically inspired this episode, which should still be funny.
Yes.
But yeah, it gave us the idea for this. So.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm so with my seeds, like. Now check it out. I've been a father.
Hey.
Hey.
Again, this is episode 13 of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast with your host, Mikey.
And Randy.
Yes, my fly wife.
Thanks.
You're welcome, boo. In this episode, we are going to, due to the recording struggles, we were inspired to create this questionnaire for prospective couple friends. We are going to ask some questions we wish we had asked before we got in too deep with a couple before.
Yeah, because they were traumatizing. So this is due to trauma.
This is trauma inspired. And because we are trauma informed, we're going to deconstruct this with you, good people.
Yeah.
So all this is 10 questions that me and Randy have decided, if we ever decide we're going to get close to people again, we're going to ask these questions.
Yeah.
And we got some homework for you at the end of this, if you are
It was
willing.
Mikey's idea. I don't know if it's the best, but you know.
I think so.
We'll see.
We're going to put ourselves out there.
I will support you putting yourself out there.
Wait, what do you mean me? I'm putting us out there.
This was your idea.
And it affects both of us because, you know, in marriage.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So, before we get into that first, Randy has to start us off with our love story this week.
Yeah. Okay. What so, us, this babe? Love story is from people.com. I think you've heard of this one.
I have heard of People.
The story, not the site.
No, the magazine. They usually have it in like waiting rooms and bathrooms.
And yes, yes. They also have a website that they've had for years.
Yeah. No, because 2018, everyone should have a website.
So, this story is about Jessa Gillespie and Becky McCabe. They dated for 2 years.
I've heard this story before. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Their first date was at the Memphis Zoo.
Mm-hmm.
They met as grad students at the University of Memphis. They, now 2 years later, they found out that the zoo was having a beer, B-E-E-R, themed night. The same type of night that they had when they first met, when they first date.
Alcohol and animals.
Yeah. Cool. And they invited their friends, who was there for their initial first date. And then they realized at different times that this would be the perfect place to propose to each other. So Becky actually set it up a while ago. And she had thought about it and planned it out and had a friend work with her. While Jessa, on the other hand, had the ring for a while and was waiting for the perfect moment and realized that this zoo trip would be the perfect moment.
So they were both about
to propose
to each other at the same
time. So when the time came, Becky dropped to one knee and Jessa laughed and also dropped to a knee. And Becky was like, whoa, hold up. I was about to propose. And she was like, me too. And she brought out her own ring and it was really sweet. And it was surprising for them both. And they have decided that their wedding will be a year from now. And the video apparently has gone viral. I haven't watched it yet.
I've seen one like it before.
Yeah. But I haven't watched it. And I think we talked about it. You had.
Yeah. Yes, that's what's up. It's nice when a couple is in sync.
Yeah. It was really sweet. And it's not related to our theme, but it is Pride Month. And
yes.
I wanted to shout out that couple because it's a beautiful story.
And I don't know if this is accurate, but I saw it on Instagram. So, you know, it may be true. But this is also West Indian Heritage Month.
Okay.
So I thought I only had Memorial Day to have my flags waving around, when in truth, I can be Guyanese every day this month.
You're Guyanese, period.
I know, but I can be extra Guyanese every day this month. I think I might attach a flag to the hood of my car. I'm going to do some stuff.
You're not. He says this, but he's really not going to do anything.
Okay.
You have your necklace
will be attached
in your car. Anyway, but yeah, that's my love story, and I thought it was very sweet.
I liked it, babe. It was.
Thank you.
That was a different turn from your normal.
I know I've been really dark lately, so you say, and so I've gotten the messages and texts.
Did these girls
people.
Get eaten at the zoo?
No.
Is there more to the story, Randy?
No, there's not.
They got drunk and fell in an animal cage they weren't supposed to be in.
No, they're very happy, from my observation.
Look at you.
I know.
Gross.
It was just too sweet to pass by.
That's what's up. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into our topic, baby.
Okay.
So as we said before, this questionnaire was inspired by a struggle that Randy and I had before with making friends. When you're in a couple, it is very important that you surround yourself with like-minded people or people in general.
Yeah.
Because if it's just the two of you,
it's not always great. You need a break.
No.
And like single people have problems, sometimes hanging with couples, it's hard for couples to just hang around single people. Because, you know, we like dynamic as well. And we want some couple friends, you know?
Yeah. When you got a kid, they socialize by you sitting in school, right?
Yeah.
You got a dog, you got to put them around other dogs.
Yeah.
Single people party around other single people. Couples need couples.
Yeah. And we had this vision of hanging with a couple friends like they do in Friends or Living Single.
Or a lot of sitcoms, really.
Yeah.
That more like How I Met Your Mother. That's, yeah.
No, not actually.
Yeah. That's a really great example.
Okay. That's a great show. We have disagreements about that, but that can be later. So, yeah. So, we actually, it was really rough. There was some infidelity on their part in their relationship, and it affected the friendship, and it was really bad.
And they're also not even the only ain't shit couple we've been around before.
Yeah. Like, oh, no.
Just, we'll get into that. But basically, we came up with these questions to ask future couples. So, this is the friendship application. Just 10 questions.
That we need to know before we move forward.
And, you know, pass or fail. If you pass, you know, we're open to, you know, a first date.
Mikey, so this is not for a threesome or anything like that.
No one was thinking, well, Mike, somebody was thinking they could shoot their shot now. No, this is for a foursome.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not like that. Like, Mikey. A double date. Get your mind.
And it's not to say we don't have or value the friends we do have.
Because
but
we
a lot
do.
Of our, a lot of our friends are single. / aren't married, and the ones that aren't in this state
long distance,
and so yeah, and we do know one couple, we just haven't had a lot of time together.
That's true.
But wow. Hey y'all, so okay,
all right, so question number one, Randy, what are you asking a new couple that we're about to meet if we're about to develop a friendship?
If someone is cheating or doing something, breaking any of the non-negotiables, are you someone that wants to know? And what I mean by what wants to know, what I mean by that is, like, do you want, if I find out before you and I have real life evidence and realize it's a whole catastrophe, do you want me to tell you and then disappear as if we don't know each other? Or do you want me to tell you and stick around and, like, what do you want? And do you want to really know? If you are somebody that doesn't want to know, man or woman, I appreciate it much more if you are self-aware enough to be like, you know what? The less I know, the absolute better.
See, that's messy, though.
It
can get messy. The thing is when if you find out that someone is cheating on your friend, if this is a couple that you both know and you find out the other one's cheating and you don't say something.
That's why you ask
and then
they
find out later.
Point.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of asking up front.
So the reason why we're asking this is because it's important information to know ahead of time.
And apparently it happens, and it has happened
very often
around us. And I feel like we sound like we are like the best couple.
No,
ever.
Not even.
And we really aren't. But we are good friends.
We are.
I do believe I will take that. I think I work very hard to be a good friend.
You are a good friend.
And I do my best to own my shit. And if I don't, I look for my friends to hold me accountable. And that's all I'm asking.
So you're asking, your first question on this is, if someone is cheating in this relationship, are you one of those people that want to know or you don't
want to
know?
Right. Or do you want me to know but not act like I do? Just help me.
Help me help you?
Help me help you.
Gotcha.
All right, babe. What's your question?
Question number two. I'm asking this to a new couple who wants to be friends with us. Are you expecting a friend who will encourage your bullshit? Do you want me to feed into the things that you are upset about and constantly complain about? Or do you want solutions? Do you actually want to work through some problems, or do you just want to talk about them? Now, I understand that when you have a friend, sometimes talking is just talking.
Yeah, you just want to vent.
Everybody's not always looking for solutions and things like that. However,
which is a problem for Mikey, actually.
It is, because I'm one of those people who's like, well, if you got a problem with this and you don't want this problem no more.
But sometimes people just want to vent like you do.
No, and that's fair. Mm-hmm. My question here is, let's say you've had a problem with, I don't know, your partner for 5 years. Let's just say 5 years. And a simple conversation with them might put y'all in the right direction. For 5 years, your partner has been coming in and kicking their shoes off in the kitchen. And it's been silently pissing you off, but you haven't said anything. hinted at the fact that something like this bothers you. Do you want to just keep complaining about this thing, or would you like me to actually tell you, you know, hey, maybe you should talk to her about this. This could be something that doesn't bother you every single day when someone comes home. This could be an easy fix. Do you want me to encourage your bullshit? Or if you're cheating on your girl and you're like the male in this relationship, do you want to, you want me to be like, oh yeah, all right, well, you know, I'm gonna keep your secret? Or do you want me to be like, yeah, you're gonna have to do something about that. You can't, I can't support this, because you're full of shit and you need to do better. And if you're the second option, this ain't gonna work. If you're the first one, though, you know, yeah, we could be cool. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I think you got it switched up. The second option was you hold them accountable. The first one was like, oh, you're cool with it.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
Reverse. Freudian flip that. Strike that. No, I'm saying I don't want to support bullshit. Okay. If you're that person, maybe it wouldn't work out.
Okay.
I like friends who hold me accountable as well. And I am that friend that will hold you accountable and wants to help you make your life better.
And it's not fun being held accountable.
It's not.
Or, you know, being told you're annoying, being told you're wrong. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, sometimes that's all you hear some days.
That's real.
All right. My question is, what is your middle name? I have been friends, I thought, with people that have been real, 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 real fucked up.
Mm, speak on it,
and
babe.
Then in hindsight, I'm like, oh my God.
I ain't even know them niggas.
I don't know them. What is your middle name?
We've done more research when it comes to looking up cars.
Yeah.
You know, they come with Carfax. Just meeting somebody and y'all have like that instant connection, and sometimes you just kind of run with it. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because you didn't think to ask about family history. You know, we were friends with someone and we found out all after the fact that he wasn't from where he said he was from. You know, we just happened to be around other friends and it was like, nah, he ain't from
here. Went to Lovejoy.
That boy went to school in Georgia. From here. You know, little things.
What?
Like, it's important to know.
Yeah.
Somebody. And so the basic thing you're asking for is what's your middle name?
Yeah.
This is a starting point.
What is your middle name?
That's fair.
Okay. Mikey.
All right. My question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much of a fuckboy or fuck girl are you? If you are 6 or more, are you or are you not trying to change your ways?
Okay.
The reason I ask this question is, this levels. It's levels to it. There's a spectrum of fuckboyishness or fuckgirlishness. I was a fuckboy, actively. I was out here.
That's not a good thing.
I'm not. It leads to a point. I know it's not a good thing.
Okay.
However, mm-hmm. I was trying to change that. Oh. Now, if we're about to be friends and we're befriending a couple and the dude is still out here doing stuff that I'm not doing and that I've spent years, you know, staying away from, this ain't gonna work. Unless you tell me, you know, I'm not trying to be out here like this. I do want to do better. Like, I like people who are actively working towards making themselves better. Trying to progress in some kind of way.
Okay.
So if you're 6 or higher and you're not making strides to change your ways, it may not work for me, you know? So what level of fuckboy are you? I think that's important.
That's a good question. Okay. My question, next question was, what are your friendship standards? Do you have any? So what I mean by standards, I guess it's similar to non-negotiables. Like, mm-hmm. You know, do you expect us to talk? You know, am I just someone you want to be friends with on the weekend? So you're not like by yourself. Do you, you know, or just to like do something for you?
Or for the gram.
Yeah. Or, you know, do you expect transparency? Do you expect us to talk? Do you expect...
Like, is it going to be deep or is it going to be shallow?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Define it. The relationship.
Yeah, or like what you consider a friend.
Yes.
Because I don't think in this, the traumatic experience we had, I understood what they consider friends.
That's fair.
Or I don't know if they did as well. With their own self. And so I would like to know going forward, what do you consider a friend? And like, what are your standards for friends?
Yeah. Because again, leading back to that accountability thing, you want to be held accountable.
And I want to make sure that I'm a good friend. And also that I can meet the standard. Because if I can't, then I should own up to my shit too.
You think of a friendship as like a job?
No, I mean, you don't want it to be a job, but it does take work. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you fall out with your friend, you know, or not even fall out in a bad dramatic way, but like you disagree. And are you, you know, like you just realize y'all have different ideas about something. And are you a type of person that is a really big deal for? I don't know.
By job, I didn't mean it in like a negative way. I just mean like something that takes work and you get something out of it, like a friendship, you know?
Yeah, I do. That was a good question. One does.
What are your standards?
Yeah.
That was a good question.
And do you have any? If you don't, then okay.
Here I think a lot of these questions are also just important with approaching a relationship in general.
Yeah.
Even like as like just one person, single person to another single person.
But it's also under the assumption that someone will be honest.
That's true. Also, guess one of the questions would be, are you a liar? And if so, are you working towards not lying anymore? That goes back to, yes.
What's your question?
My next question. How would you describe your relationship with your family?
Yeah.
We are very family centered. The relationship that we have with our families, both together and apart, and with each other's families, speaks volumes to like who we are and how we are and how we move. I remember when we were younger, you said that like, you know, you can learn something about a boy by the way he treats his mother or his dog. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
yeah,
that'll give you a good idea of how you will be treated. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, are you close with your mother? If you're a woman, what's your relationship with your mom like? Because that says something.
Yeah.
If you're a man, what's your relationship with your mom like? That's also important to me because I try to actively battle patriarchy alongside my wife. I think that it's important, you know, to let her know that she has an ally.
Advocate.
I need
accomplice.
Yes. Wait, what's the difference?
Bless your heart. We'll talk about it. Accomplice is more like the ally is more like
backup.
You can like pick and choose whether you go.
Okay.
You're like, I'm not in the mood today.
Okay.
So I don't feel like doing this.
Got you.
And accomplice is more just like, this is, I'm here.
Okay. No, that's good. Good. Thank you. That was quick. You could have said that. Yes. Accomplice. I am your accomplice. Well, you're my accomplice in this. Wait, no, is that patriarchal if I put myself first?
Mikey.
I'm your so what's your relationship with your family like? Because if I see how you treat your family, I'm going to have a good idea about how you'll treat me.
Yeah.
If I'm not blood, you treat blood a certain way. That's a pretty good indicator of how shitty or good.
And it may seem silly, but I really do care about how people treat dogs. Not even if you don't even have to like dogs, but like, how do you treat animals you don't like? Like, we know some people that don't do dogs. They're not around here kicking dogs. They're just more like,
staying away.
Hi, you know, you stay over there and I'll stay over here, you know. That's really important to me as well.
Yes.
Like you said. Okay. My next question is, are you self-aware? So I think all of these questions require you to know yourself, to be at some level of introspective.
So in order for somebody to be your friend, they gotta.
Are you introspective? Do you know that you don't want to know? I respect that.
Okay.
You know, do you know that you don't have any standards? Do you know that you do? Do you know that we don't fit? We're not like a good match and fit as a pair, you know, for you and yours. Because we got caught up. And we're just not going to go into it because we are going to give the episode another chance. But we did. And I just felt like we got caught up in adults not really knowing who they are. And it's difficult being friends with someone who does not know.
A lot of what you were expressing when you were talking about what was irking you about it and what was really pissing you off about it was that we're really big on like healthy relationships in general. And we try to keep us healthy and you want others that you care about to be healthy. And a part of being, you know, healthy is mental. Like, so knowing yourself is a big deal. Knowing what you can and can't tolerate, knowing what you will and won't do. Things like basics.
And I get that we are ever changing.
Yeah.
You know, things change. What I put up with last year, I don't. This year, I'm different than I was last year. Like, things change.
Maybe next year you'll put up with some stuff from the year before that you weren't willing to put up with.
Right. So I understand that. And I'm not the best at this either. Like, sometimes it takes me time to process. What am I doing? How am I feeling?
But you're able to say out loud what you just said.
Right.
Yes.
And so it's really important for me to know that somebody I want to be friends with is thinking the same way. And on top of that, you know, we just work really hard individually to be better. I wasn't always a good friend. You know, I'm sure there are people who got a whole bunch of stories about me being trifling. as a child. Okay. You know, like as I think in college, that's when I got real friends, but or learned how to be a good friend, healthy friend. But yeah, I just think that I know we're changing, but at some point you got to know the core of who you are and if that can like mesh. With us.
No, I get it.
Was that a lot?
I mean, obviously I get it. We doing this together. No, it wasn't a lot. I mean, makes sense to me.
Okay. Your turn.
Last but not least. That's my final question. Oh, no, this is not. Oh, it's,
we got more heart.
Questions. My bad. I can't read. Scrolling down the Google sheet. This is a multiple choice.
Yes.
All right. If I was in a fight at the mall, would you A, jump in, B, scream world star while recording, C, act like you don't know me, or D, wonder why I'm in a fight in a mall and I'm a grown ass man?
What made you do this shit? Like, why? What are you doing?
This is a test of maturity. There is only one right answer here.
Oh my God.
There's only one right answer. What and that's jump in.
Mikey.
I need to know.
Why?
It's D, obviously.
You shouldn't be in
a... Why am I first? I don't do mall. Like, anyway, if I'm in a mall, why, your first question should be, why are we in malls? But regardless, I'm an adult. Certain things you can't do anymore. You remember fights in the mall when you're like a kid? Were fights in the mall as a kid.
Right.
As an adult, there are like different consequences. I need to know where your head is at. Like as a man. Or a woman. Like, do you expect your friends to be mature enough to not be out here fighting in the middle of a mall?
Right.
That's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't imagine you being friends with someone. I couldn't imagine you fighting in the mall at 27.
I could. Not either.
My question. What do you consider support?
Okay.
I'm not a mind reader. Sometimes I struggle with that. Sometimes I think I can, and my therapist is like, no, that's not rational. And so I need to know, what do you consider support? Do you consider support someone, like as a friend, when you're going through a hard time, what do you want? Do you want me to act like you didn't just tell me you're in an abusive relationship? You know, emotionally abusive. Am I supposed to, like, what am I supposed to do? I guess all of my questions are surrounding around accountability and what type of friend and communication. What type of friend do you need? Now, I know that there are times when we call our girlfriends, or in my case, I call my girlfriends or they call me and I'm like, okay, what type of friend you need me to be? Do you need me to tell you no? Or do you want me to let you live your life and like encourage you? Because I can do both. I can be this friend as well. But I guess when it can, like, but that could go really badly if it's expected of me to know right off the bat.
Yeah.
So if I have just, you know, told you about something I've heard or something I've seen that I know to be true about your relationship, that includes infidelity, do you want me, like, what does support look like to you? And if it's not just infidelity, anything.
Like, is this just one of those moments where you just want to like talk shit about them and vent to me? Do you want solutions? Do you want a bedroom? It's like, you can leave.
Yeah.
Like,
and outside of your relationship, like as a woman, what does support look like to you? Because again, like I said, all of my things center around communication and accountability. I need to know so that I can be a good friend or the type of friend that you need. Or to be able to tell you, hey, I'm actually not very good at this.
Mm-hmm.
This aspect. Because I will. Because I think we should all get what we can from where we can get it the best, you know.
Yeah.
And so if that's not with me when it concerns a certain situation, that I want to be able to tell you that, hey, this is not my strong suit, but I'll try. I just don't want you to get pissy if I'm not good at it. After I've communicated that this is very new to me.
But even as a friend, if you do get pissy, you know, we can work through that.
Yeah.
And have that conversation.
I think so.
We're open.
I think we do our best. You're right.
Do we sound like we'd be good friends based off of what we're saying after these questions?
I think if I was a listener, and when I listen back, I may have this exact thought. I want to know what the fuck the last episode was about. I want to know what was recorded. And I want to tell y'all about it, but Mikey said no.
Answer me this. How long have you had that mattress? Because it's looking even lumpier than my lockdown love handles. And while those might be more cuddly, a lumpy mattress is doing nothing for your comfort levels or your sleep. So whatever body you're rocking, put it on a Nectar mattress. Prices start at just $499, and you get $399 in accessories thrown in. That includes a Nectar mattress, mattress protector, cooling pillows and sheet set, a 365-night home trial, and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com and get hugged.
I said no.
You said no.
Oh, okay.
You said you didn't want to bring it up, really. Because you want to do another, you want to take another chance.
I'll take that. Last question. The actual last question. And yeah. I think this is a good way to wrap it up. What are your relationship goals? Do you even plan on being with your partner long term?
Yeah.
This matters because my wife and I have a clause in our marriage where we can't get a divorce. That's one of our guiding principles, which we've expressed multiple times. It's difficult. However, it helps.
It does.
And while she is my best friend and I don't ever want to be without her, she is my wife and I can't be without her. You know, like, it's things. So if I'm talking to, I'm saying, if I'm talking to a couple and we trying to like build with them, like, are y'all even a thing? Yeah. Are you secretly cheating on her? Do you have a second family?
A double life.
Do you recognize that he is not somebody you plan on spending the rest of your life with and you just infatuated him in a moment? Or are you like actually in love with him and want to like be married at some point?
Yeah.
Does he share your views about that? If y'all are already married, do you think y'all are going to be okay?
Yeah.
Or is this just a pit stop before the next thing?
Yeah. And I think the overarching theme of this application is that, you know, sometimes it's lonely out here. You know,
it is.
It's just, it seems sometimes that it's just us that's doing our best to do it right, in quotes, that's in our age group. And
we don't believe that's true.
I don't.
We don't. It feels like that sometimes, but we know that the feeling can just be a feeling.
And I
obviously
feel like
we can't be the only people out here who are trying to like be
married,
the best versions of themselves and like have a long lasting relationship.
Yeah. And we didn't take any of these questions into account with our previous traumatic experience.
Or with any couple that we talked to, necessarily.
Right. Because we were so excited.
To just have
couple friends. Like, it was so exciting. We were adults who had real life couple friends who seemed to be really well together. And that was not the case.
And to touch on that, because I talked to somebody about this a while ago. Being in a couple and having single friends. Being in a relationship or being married and having single friends, and how that you get completely different advice from your single friends as you would from your married friends.
Yeah.
Y'all are living two different lives.
Yeah.
You know, your single friend may be like, oh, girl, I wouldn't put up with none of that. You know, like, leave him. But this is a married problem.
Yeah.
This is something that you would have to like work through. You have kids together. Y'all have like a mortgage. You know, like, you can't just
leave.
Yes. But somebody could hype you up and tell you the wrong thing.
Yeah, and it's not to say that single people don't give good advice. I know that's not what you're saying.
No, not at all.
But it's nice to congregate and to like be with somebody that's in it, like you.
Like-minded.
And it's just like you. Like, it's just like, it gets odd. It gets odd to be a couple sometimes, to have nothing but single friends.
To be honest with you, though, I think a lot of that is our fault.
Why?
We're really cool to be around as like a couple. Like, when we are around people, we're not really seen as like a couple, because we don't come off as like those two people that are separate from you. We're just kind of, we're very welcoming. If it was us and one other person, we don't make them feel like a third wheel. Like, we're,
and I don't think that's arrogance. I think that's because my mom made my siblings stay with us for so long that we got really good in life.
And I'm just good around people. Yeah, we just got really good at like,
we got good about our, good with being
sharing
around
space.
People
yeah.
that weren't in couples, because we couldn't. What else are you gonna do?
We have a great balance of like being good with each other, but still like letting others participate in what is going on around here.
Because
like,
we had to.
Yeah,
we had at least 2.5 good clean years of always having
movie dates with extras.
Someone with us.
We went bowling with extras.
Always. So, but yeah, we just, you know, we want a community too. Mikey talked about this in the episode y'all won't hear yet. But we're really big on like community building. And I don't think I think we've both been this kind of way when we were younger. We've both had like this sense of wanting to be with people.
Yeah.
Relationship people. And it wasn't always the healthiest, not just putting on other people, but us too.
Yeah, I can say it was outright toxic with some of the relationships I held before. I mean, you know about it. This isn't something that I really get into on the podcast, but I can say as much, like, I got involved with people I shouldn't have been involved with at a young age, and kind of was given the idea that this is what friends look like.
Yeah.
This is how you should maneuver moving forward. This is why I developed the type of trust issues and stuff that I developed. Like, and you start believing that something is supposed to be a certain way, but that's actually toxic, and that's not how a friendship should work.
Right. And the same is true for me going to college and realizing you can be friends with women and not be jealous all the damn time, or not be angry, or mean. You can actually, like,
I think I learned that through you too,
beautiful, and be like, you're beautiful, and then, like, still shine bright instead of having to, like, dampen theirs to shine. You know, I just learned that in college you really can have healthy relationships, and
that's,
I think,
women empowerment.
That as a couple, I don't really hear a lot of couples talk about wanting couple friends, and maybe they don't. There are some people that I follow or that I, like, see on the Instagram feed who are just like, my hubby's my best friend and vice versa. And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know, because you
are. To clarify, you and I,
you are my
best friend. Fine together. We yes. are. If all I had was you for the rest of my life, I'd be okay with that.
But I don't want that to happen.
That's fair. I need
guy friends.
You need an outlet. I need an outlet.
We got to get the fuck away from each other. And we need for couples who say that they are couples to be couples. But I feel like we are, like, what's the word I'm looking for? We're, like, straggling the line of, like, judgment or what we think healthy looks like. There are different definitions for people of healthy, but I think it's okay for us to say, this is what healthy looks like to us.
Yes.
And that's mainly just communication. If you want an open relationship, cool. Let that shit be known. If he's a chronic cheater, okay, you know, so that way when we find out, we ain't out here depressed with you. You know, you, like, this is the norm,
and this is what you accept and
expect.
Have come to, yeah, expect. Thank you.
And so, I thought it was a good idea to have this episode in this way. One, because I'm really interested to know if y'all have any questions, not just for us, but in general. Like, if y'all if you are seeking friends or seeking couple friends, has this made you think about questions to ask them?
Or even when you're, like, reevaluating friendships, that happens sometimes. Something will happen with somebody that's your friend. You'd be like, I need to think about whether or not I should continue to have you in my life.
Yeah.
Like, what are the questions that go through your mind? So our engagement piece this week, it's going to be a little different.
Mikey's being really extra. This is his idea. I'm not claiming it.
Why are you not supportive of this?
I'm supporting you, baby, because I'm here. I'm here with you, and I'm going to sit here and listen to you tell everybody. But I told you it was crazy as hell. All
right. I ain't going to do it now. Then.
Mikey.
I'm not going to do it now.
Peer pressure? Really?
Yes. I've been pressured out of doing it.
His engagement was.
All right. I'm going to do it. Do you have my back, friend?
Yes, baby.
I'm communicating with you that I need certain
what
support.
What does support look like to you with this?
It looks like you being hype about this with me and thinking this is a good idea.
But what if, and this goes into the, what if I don't?
That's fair.
Like, what if I don't? What if I'm just like, this is really weird. But I will sit here with you and do this with you.
Fine.
Is that fair?
Yes.
Is it?
That's fair.
Okay. But I do love you. And I think this will be very interesting, especially if people do it.
And maybe no one will respond.
Because that wouldn't be new. We love y'all.
All right. So here's the thing. In our newsletter from this week, we are going to attach this application with all 10 questions. And the week need not apply. But we are open to receiving your applications. We will read out.
Did you say the week? Like W-E-A-K?
W-E-A-K.
You are shady.
What? You know how to be like, don't apply if you do not have a bachelor's degree or higher. Like, and you apply knowing damn well you got your
GED.
Sometimes
you gotta look, things happen.
Not saying there's anything wrong with the GED. However, that's not what the job is asking for.
Like, no, I get what you're saying.
You need to meet the requirements. So the requirement here is that you are not weak before you apply.
You need help.
Answer the questions, and we will read some answers that we think are entertaining on the next episode.
Yeah.
And if we like any of the applicants, if they, like, stick out to us and we're like, oh, we could definitely, this couple would be cool to, like, hang out with, we will invite y'all on a date.
You know what? And I also want to say here that I told Mikey, I told him off the mic, I think that people think we're cannibals. I think that people,
what do you
think
mean by that?
That we eat people. Because.
Why?
Okay. So I was watching the show on Netflix called The Rain.
Okay.
It's really good. I binged it in a day. one weekend, and it's about this rain that gives out viruses. This survivors find another group of survivors. The survivors seem healthy. They invite them in.
Oh, quick spoilers if you watch this show.
Oh, sorry.
Stop listening.
It's a spoiler.
It's okay.
They invite them in, and then they realize these people eat people, you know, once a month. And it was too good to be true, and this is why. And then in Walking Dead, Terminus was exactly that.
Yes, okay.
And so we are not cannibals.
But you think that people may think that there's something wrong with us?
There's something wrong with us.
And that's why we're avoided?
And there really is something wrong with us?
Yeah.
But it's not that.
No. But wait, what's wrong with us?
I mean, we have issues. We're a lot. We're very intense. And people may just be like, y'all a lot.
That's fair. But we can also not be a lot.
But that's not us.
We can, though.
I think highly of the work we put in.
That's true.
I just do.
I get it.
Sometimes you just got to know what you're good at. And I can
So
be
you
a
didn't
good
think
friend.
It would be a good idea to put this out there because people might think we're cannibals and they won't apply?
I just think that we keep running across these crazy ass couples. For some reason, we attract them. And I think that we got to figure that shit out. And two, maybe people really don't think we are who we are, who we say we are.
If you want to find out, submit your application by subscribing at www.blackwomenandmarriage.com.
You're crazy.
Downloading the Word document or what PDF that will attach.
I really don't know how I'm going to get it up there.
We'll squeeze it in there. And if we like what we see, we'll invite you on a date. First date.
What if they're not in Georgia?
Then we'll do a Skype date.
Mikey, y'all, this is what I mean by a lot.
I said a lot. You know, somebody probably heard and was like, this is a good idea. But Randy thinks it's a lot, so maybe it's a lot.
I don't know what to say to you.
That's fine.
I love you. And I know you're serious, which is why it's so crazy.
I think that the response we could get from this would be funny. And maybe, just maybe, we might actually like meet some people that are cool, that don't think we're crazy.
Or cannibals.
At all. And they'd be like, you know what? I'm glad y'all did that because how else was we going to find something like this? And then we become best friends and we all die together.
My Favorite Murder, and we'd be just as well to go on a date. They answer the questions. You know, we double date. They answer the questions perfectly. And then next thing you know, we chopped up on an episode of My Favorite Murder.
Well, I mean, this date is not ending in no, you know, nightcap. You know, we ain't inviting them over. You know, ain't no kiss on the first date.
Mikey.
I'm just saying.
This is y'all. And I feel like you're like in some gray area because this is not like this is weird. It sounds weird. This is not an opportunity for a threesome.
That's not at all what I am saying. I'm talking about hanging out.
We're just looking for some friends.
Yes. Meeting people.
What?
And you keep bringing up other stuff.
Mike, you said kiss on the first day. No kiss on the first day. Who would even think that?
And here you come bringing up, ain't no, like, we're not talking about threesomes.
Mike, who would even say that?
Me, because I was making jokes about what happens on first dates. Uh-huh.
Lord, y'all help me. Do y'all hear me? Help me. Help me.
Please. Why you make that face when you lean into the microphone?
Please help me.
Ready? Do you need rescuing?
I need somebody to rescue me.
Well, maybe the person we meet on this date will rescue you. So apply now. Spots are limited.
Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. You ready for it?
I hope that y'all like this episode. I don't even know what to say. We gonna be back next week.
We will. Yes.
We don't know what the episode's about, but we do have a list.
Yeah, we do. We know what it's gonna be about. Also, again, if there are things that you would like to hear us talk about or something you want us to touch on, please send us information.
Yeah, I got a few DMs today.
I know.
Oh, we did on our page. And
it
was great. Thank y'all.
Yes, feedback.
For giving us some episode ideas.
Fight or flight.
Fight or flight. Okay, it's your go.
All right. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start by saying I love you. Can you not roll your eyes when I express affection? Huh?
I'm here.
Okay. Can you not roll your eyes when I'm expressing affection? Thank you. The smile is beautiful. I love it.
Mikey.
Yeah.
Baby, what's your fight or flight?
So.
I can't. Lord, help me.
I love you.
I love you too.
So I am going to say the thing that I said.
Yesterday?
Yes.
I feel like, no, you have to pick a new one. This feels like a beat down.
No.
Because it was three things in one.
No, it wasn't.
You said three things in one.
All right, I'll just keep one thing about one thing.
Fine.
Are you ready?
Yes.
So I was raised in a household with a lovely West Indian woman. And when you come from Caribbean roots, there are certain things that you are just taught and you have to follow certain rules. Take your shoes off when you come in the house, wash your hands, you know, those like basic things. One of the things that I was taught was to leave things the way, when you leave things, leave them the way they were found. Like leave it the way you got it or better.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you borrow somebody's things, give it back to them the way it was when you borrowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's fair to say that I have some obsessive compulsive behaviors, OCB, right? I like things a certain way. I'm very particular about, like, let's just get specific, about phone chargers.
Oh my God.
I keep track of my phone charges differently. I keep them rolled up neatly next to each other. I keep my iPhone and my Samsung charger and base and cord all together just so I know what's mine and where it is. And because of that, I don't ever lose phone chargers. You know, I'm never like searching for them. I know exactly where they are all the time. And there are some times, my dear, where you struggle to locate yours. And that's fine because we're a team.
Mikey.
And because I know where mine are, I will always be like, hey, just grab mine. You don't have to run upstairs and try to search and not find because you don't know where they are at this moment. You can just take the ones I have. Now, the problem here is I didn't express in those times, hey, when you give them back like how I gave them to you. It was an expectation, but it wasn't communicated. And that's on me. In the future, my fight or flight here is I would just like things to be, you know, returned the way I gave them to you.
Okay. I'm not going to fight you.
Why not?
I want to apologize.
Okay.
I didn't know this was a problem for you.
It's not a problem.
But see, that's why I love the podcast, because I get on here and it's your fight or flight segment, and I'm like, oh.
I thought that was the point of the fight or flight.
Huh. No, some things I expect, like, or some things, you know, I anticipate. Like, for instance, the bathroom, because we had actually talked about that.
Yes.
Or you even tripping about the Walmart night.
The thing is, when you came up with the idea for this segment, because it was your idea, loved it, by the way, I was like, oh, I have to find things. And like be more aware of things that like might actually bother me or might be a problem or are a problem. And so I'm like, oh, damn, it does bother me when she does this. So that's how I have things. So that's why everything may be like new or fresh. Because true, there are most of the things we talk about. But this wasn't one of them. This was fairly new.
You're right.
I'll be like, damn, she'll never have my chargers.
This is not true. I do not never.
You
know,
not never. Didn't mean to say never.
But I am working on keeping up with my chargers. Because I know you don't dictate how I treat my things.
No.
And so I don't have to ask you for stuff. But when I do, I will do my best to return it as it was given to me. But you know, I don't know how to roll things.
That's fine. And that's perfectly understandable. As close to as when I gave it back is fine.
Okay.
For instance, I use your Africa's Best, your oil.
Okay.
I don't always put it back. I don't know. I just use it.
You use it up. And there's no.
I don't. I wouldn't say I use it up. Oh. I use it.
You use it up
while you use it,
and then I get it back empty. So technically, it's still the same because the bottle is intact and the top and stuff.
I put it back in the place I found it.
Empty.
If it was empty when I got it, then yeah, that's how I brought it back because that's what I was taught.
We're going off tangent. We're going off tangent.
So yes, thank you very much for being considerate.
You're welcome.
Of my chargers.
I will do my best in the future to do that.
And I will continue to be considerate of yours.
Thanks. Okay.
PDA, love.
PDA.
You first.
Tell
me how great I am. I can't wait. This is nice.
Well, actually, my PDA is not going to be last night's.
Okay.
I'm actually really excited about dinner.
Okay.
I really love when you cook. I'm starving. And when you text me and said you were making burgers and zucchini fries, it mm-hmm. really made me so happy. Because, you know, that's the way to my heart.
Yes.
It's food.
Through your mouth. That's a snippet. Yeah, go ahead.
I hate you.
I love you.
So, I love you too. So, yes, I really appreciate you just, you know, you taught me how to cook a lot of things. And you had a long day. You've had a long week. You had a long last week. But you still, you know, you're cooking. And I really appreciate you. Thinking of something to do with what we have in this fridge. Because I was stumped. I was like, I don't know what we're going to eat. I don't know what we're going to eat. So thank you, babe. I really appreciate you. You've been doing a lot of work. And you've been hitting all the markers. Physically, financially, whatever food is with the LY. And
edibly?
Yeah, all of that. All of it. So thank you very much.
Thank you, babe. That made me feel good. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks. You know I gotta feed you.
Yeah, you do. Because I am not a good person.
A mess.
But I'm hungry.
But you're my mess.
And I'm sorry about that.
No, you just make me a better person, babe. All right. Mm-hmm. I just can't get over the fact that you are out here following your dreams. I can't. I have to talk about this. Randy is working on a project that she is putting a lot of effort into. And I can't go into details, but once it's out there, once it's released, I feel like it'll change lives. I feel like it'll affect people in a way that even you didn't expect. But I've always been able to see you in a way that you don't. And your mom, too. And other people, just because while you don't think lowly of yourself, you don't think as highly as we do.
I minimize.
Yes, because we recognize how great you are. And we recognize how great your work is, even when you're extremely unhappy with it afterwards.
Thank you.
You could have like made a speech, made somebody cry, and you'd be like, yeah, but...
Because I just see things very technically when it concerns myself. And I know that's not always the best thing. Sorry.
It's not. And sometimes it's just downright wrong. Incorrect. It's just not. Just off. You'd be off the market. But you have been sacrificing sleep. And that's big for you because Randy needs naps to operate, like in life. You have been... You actually like... waited one morning to like have breakfast. You had you ate later in the day. You like woke up and started writing one of these days.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to follow your dreams while also recognizing that there's like a real life that you have to live and you gotta work and bills gotta be paid and your husband gotta be sexed up and your dog gotta be walked and you know, these are other important things, obviously. And I'm just proud of you for still having and maintaining that balance, but also going after something that you're passionate about. You always inspire me. And from that, we've had conversations about things that I am planning on doing.
Yeah. And we'll have an episode about that.
Yeah. It'll be nice. But I'm proud of you. You work hard, woman.
Thank you.
You work hard. You do good.
I'm just trying to keep my word over here. Then once you marry a starving artist, I'm just trying to do what I said I would do.
You can't starve. You'd be upset too often. No,
I would be way smaller though. Actually, I would. And my body would just like, I know.
But you're not big. I have a small wife. I'm going to put up something on Instagram. Like, if you think my wife bad, vote here.
Don't do that.
And I'm going to put yes or absolutely yes. And we'll see what.
We all know which one would mean no.
That's not true. Just because it's in red doesn't mean I see people do the little. Anyway. So that's it.
Yeah, y'all.
That's
hope y'all enjoyed
13.
This episode. We're about to upload it. Y'all about to get this tonight.
Yes.
And we apologize. We will not do this again.
Yes.
God willing, next episode 14 will be on all the little apps.
And honestly, to be fair, a lot of things went wrong for us to get to the point where this ended up being late.
Yeah.
We work very hard to make sure we're on time. So we will actively try not to make sure this never happens again.
Yeah. So be sure to check out our website if you forgive us.
And y'all know what it is. www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
We are now available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. And we hope that you rate us there, wherever you listen, preferably iTunes.
And we only want 5 stars or else keep your opinion to yourself.
Or email us because we still want to know what y'all thinking. But like, don't be messing up my rating. But thank you.
Or what you going to do, babe? Don't be messing up my rating.
No, I can't do anything. I don't really know what I would do, but please don't.
Subscribe to our newsletter. Our next giveaway will be at the end of the month. Also, I won't say it.
What? No, don't say it.
No. If you subscribe, you'll be getting a special message in our newsletter this week.
Yeah.
Make sure you read over it carefully and respond.
Yeah.
You'll be happy you did.
Please.
And also, apply. Apply for the position. Respond to the questions.
You are so much.
What?
I love you.
I love you too.
Because he's serious, y'all.
I am serious.
So if you do see it, what am I trying to say?
Hey, man, couple's friends want it. If you see the application and you want to fill it out, fill it out.
Thank you.
I love you.
That's all right. Follow us on social media.
On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage.
On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, what are we, baby?
Black Mill Marriage Pod. Mikey is there.
And it's been bumping, jumping. Doing something,
huh? I think.
It's been...
People have been responding. And
things have been happening. But I need more followers. Because that's a thing that you need for Twitter. You need to follow and be followed. Because that's how.
Help him out, please.
I'm an old man.
I love you. It's okay.
I need help with the Twitter.
Please. Please, y'all. Please.
Thank you all for listening.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it. I dig it. Dig it. I dig it. You dig it. I dig it. I dig it. Dig it. You dig it, I dug it, we're good soil. I hope you love it, I love it. I got no upper, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know it's so fierce, I'm sipping talented.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Ned Fulmer.
And I'm Ariel.
We're from The Try Guys, and we have a new podcast called Baby Steps. It's an irreverent parenting podcast, because parenting is not perfect.
We just had a newborn, baby Finn.
I got pooped on. Ariel has pink eye.
I don't have pink eye.
We talk to some experts. We even bring you 4 a.m. thoughts from our garden.
Oh my gosh, it's literally 4 a.m.
Just to go back here, I thought I got poop in my eye.
Yeah.
And that causes pink eye.
Parenting is a mess. We're a mess. You're a mess. Join us every Sunday. Listen to Baby Steps on Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast recommends.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.